my name is Lily.
Hi, my name is Charlotte.
Hi, my name is Liam.
And hi, my name's Emily.
This is Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Lily, Charlotte, Liam, and Amy Lee, for getting us started on today's show. I'm Julie Berry, and we are coming to you from CHPD 105.9 FM Radio DeBrigg, located on the main street of Elmer, Ontario. Our show today is all about sisters. It's great to have a sister. I should know because I have three. Lily, the young lady who introduced our show, is a big sister, and Charlotte is her little sister. Lily is very serious about being a good big sister.
It's important to help your little sister.
What kinds of things do little sisters need help with?
Putting their shoes on.
Anything else?
And tucking in their sheet. I can catch my little sister at the bottom of the slide. When you're going swimming, you can help your little sister from sinking. If your little sister falls off the toboggan, you can always make sure she's okay.
Now that's what I call being a good big sister. Here's Lily on one little problem.
It's important to know that your little sister cannot be the boss of anybody else around her.
Deciding who gets to be the boss is a tricky business. Here's Charlotte.
I'm a little sister and I want to tell everybody about me. My big sister says I'm not the boss because I'm too little. I want to be the boss.
It's harder.
Yeah.
So what do you do about it when you want to be the boss but you can't be the boss?
We usually tell somebody that I want to be the boss.
Right.
In the game.
Oh, and then you get to be the boss for a little while?
Yeah.
And then the other person gets to be the boss. Then you're the boss again. The other person.
Oh.
You.
So it's like taking turns a little bit. Our first story tonight is called Zoe's Room. Zoe is the big sister in this story, and her little sister still sleeps in Mama and Papa's room, but that is about to change. Get all snuggly and warm and listen to this. Zoe's Room by Bethany Dini Merguia. Zoe loves her room, especially at bedtime. Every night, after Mama reads her one book, gives her one kiss, and turns out the light, Zoe turns it right back on. There is so much to be done. She builds empires. She explores uncharted territory. She sets the table for morning tea with the royal court. Then she gazes upon the stars out her window. But today, Mama has big news. Zoe, it's time for Addie to move out of Mama and Papa's room. She's going to be your roommate. Hmm, says the Queen. I believe Dexter has better manners. Dexter is the dog. Papa must not be listening because he carries Addie's crib into Zoe's room and sets it right down where Queen Zoe has her pretend royal table. Not there, screams Zoe. That's the royal table. But even the Queen can't change this. After one book, a kiss for Zoe and a kiss for her new roommate, Addie, Mama turns out the light. Now remember to be quiet so your sister can sleep. Zoe is oh so quiet as she tiptoes across the room and turns on the light. But I didn't make any noise, says Zoe. The next night, the queen builds her empire. She reminds the blocks that she's using to build with. The blocks do not behave. And the next night, Zoe is exploring when she steps on something squishy. Zoe screams. The something cries and cries. Even Dexter knows this is not okay. On the fourth night, Zoe peers out her window. Where are the stars? Thunder rumbles, lightning flares. The queen leaps for cover right into her sister's crib. Addie stirs. She whimpers. Then she snuggles close to Zoe. Addie's breathing sounds like the ocean. The queen drifts off to sleep, dreaming of new worlds and new friends. The next morning, Zoe sets another spot at her table. Welcome, little queen, she says. Now drink your tea. There is so much to be done. March break is coming to the schools in Elgin County, which means there will be a week of incredible fun going on at the library. At the Elmer Old Town Hall Library, for example, they've got exciting plans for every day of the week. On Saturday, March 11th at 2:30, you can hear all about the amazing, mysterious rocks of Elgin County from Marshall. On Monday, March 13th, plan to be at the library between 4 and 5 in the afternoon to join Craig the Science Guy in the upstairs theater and experience his maniacal science experiments with your own eyes. On Tuesday, between 2 to 4, get locked in the library's storage room with your friends. You need to bring a grown-up with you for this one. You'll have 20 minutes to figure out an escape route. While you are waiting for your turn in the storage room, get involved in the scavenger hunt. Wow, we're only at Tuesday and I feel like I've had enough excitement for the entire month. There is more. On Thursday, March 16th, join in for mysterious detective training and gaming strategies between 2 and 3. And then at 2 on Friday afternoon, March 17th, it's the Bumbling Bert Magic Show. At the Springfield Library, it's all about Canada, from hockey to First Nations dream catchers to feeding our feathered friends. Check out these activities for March break by dropping in at the Springfield Library or visit the Elgin County website. What's your excuse for hanging around the house feeling bored during March break? Whether you live in Straffordville, Springfield, Port Burwell, or Elmer, there's a library near your house. Check it out. And now we have time for one last story called No Fighting, No Biting by Else Homolunt Minerick. It's about two little alligator sisters. Once there were two little alligators called Lightfoot and Quickfoot. One morning, Mrs. Alligator said, "Come along now, children. We are going fishing. I want you to hurry because I am very hungry." "Good," said Lightfoot. "I'm hungry too." And she bit Quickfoot's tail. "Ow," said Quickfoot. And she bit Lightfoot's tail. "Come, come, children. No fighting," said Mrs. Alligator. "No fighting and no biting," come along now, and hurry, hurry. They all went along the alligator path. Soon they came to a big log. Mrs. Alligator climbed over the log, and she did it very nicely, too. But Lightfoot and Quickfoot did not do so well. Lightfoot climbed up a little way, but then she fell down on top of Quickfoot. So Quickfoot bit her. Then Quickfoot climbed up a little way, but she fell down on top of Lightfoot. So Lightfoot bit her. Then, of course, they were fighting again. Now, who should be coming along but a big, hungry alligator? And when big alligators are hungry, even little alligator children are not safe. Lightfoot and Quickfoot saw him, and they stopped fighting. "Well," said the big, hungry alligator, "well, well, two nice little fat alligators, too fat to climb over the log." "We are not too fat," said Lightfoot and Quickfoot. "The log is too big." "So the log is too big, is it?" said the big, hungry alligator. "I will help you over the log." "How?" asked Lightfoot and Quickfoot. "Well," said the big, hungry alligator, "I can't put you on my back, because if I do, you will fall off. But if I open my mouth," he said, "you two can get in. Then we can all go over the log together." He opened his mouth wide, and Lightfoot and Quickfoot looked in. "You go first," said Lightfoot. "No, you go first," said Quickfoot, and she pushed Lightfoot. Just then, Mrs. Alligator called, "Children, if you can't hurry, I'll give you a you-know-what." That made Lightfoot and Quickfoot hurry. They forgot all about the big alligator. They climbed over the log quickly, all by themselves, and they hurried along till they came to Mrs. Alligator. Now all three went along very nicely, Mrs. Alligator, Lightfoot, and Quickfoot. They went along the alligator path till they came near the water. Then Lightfoot and Quickfoot saw some eggs. "Look at the eggs," they said. "We want to eat them." "Very well, but hurry," said Mrs. Alligator. "I will go down along the path and I will be in the water fishing." Lightfoot said, "I count three eggs. I will eat two." Quickfoot said, "I count three eggs. I will eat two." "Two are too many for you," said Lightfoot. She bit Quickfoot's tail. "No, two are too many for you," said Quickfoot, and she bit Lightfoot's tail. Then, of course, they were fighting again. Now, who should be coming along the path but the big hungry alligator? Lightfoot and Quickfoot saw him, and they stopped fighting. "Well," said the big hungry alligator, "well, well, my two nice little friends, what are you doing here?" "Counting eggs," said Lightfoot and Quickfoot. "Counting," said the big hungry alligator. "You can't count." "Oh, yes, we can. We can so count," said Lightfoot and Quickfoot. "If you can count," said the big hungry alligator, "maybe you will count my teeth. I've always wanted someone to count my teeth. I'll open my mouth wide, and you can get in and count all my teeth, all the way to the back of my mouth." So the big hungry alligator opened his mouth wide as he could. Lightfoot and Quickfoot looked in. "Wow," said Lightfoot, "look at all the teeth." "And look at all the teeth in the back," said Quickfoot. "Go on in and count them," said Lightfoot. "No," said Quickfoot, "you go in and count them." "No, I'm going fishing," said Lightfoot, and off she went. "I'm going too," said Lightfoot, and off she went. "Stop," roared the big hungry alligator, but Lightfoot and Quickfoot were on the way down to the water. In the water they went splash, splash, and right after them came the big hungry alligator, and in the water he went splash. Now, what should he bump into but Mrs. Alligator? "How do you do?" she said. "Looking for something?" "Ob," said the big hungry alligator. "Ob," he went again. "Oh," said Mrs. Alligator. "I think I have to go now," he said. "I should think so," she said, "or I may have to bite you." "Good day, ma'am," he said, and he hurried away as fast as he could go. Lightfoot said, "He ran after us." Quickfoot said, "He was not very nice, was he?" "He is hungry," said Mrs. Alligator, "and you look just like fish to him." "Do we?" they said. "Yes," she said. "Another time, don't stop to fight and don't stop to talk. Do you hear me, you two?" "Yes," said Lightfoot and Quickfoot. "All right," she said. "Now fish." So they fished, and it was good that they did, because they were really very hungry.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Thank you to all the folks at Radio Tabrik for putting our show on the air.
And thank you, Charlotte and Lily and Liam and Amy Lee, for helping out on our show tonight. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15 p.m. And if you miss the show, or you feel like listening to a show when it's not on the radio, go to the Elgin County Library website, where every one of our shows is available as a podcast. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for being here, and have yourself the best week ever.
Ich hoop je haft ans Programm gefallen. Schaut en ne sei ho pai dai 105.9 FM Radio de Brig. Gira Mundag en Madvik, jen uvent, fiddle eva fief, om gode geschichten te hearen en uit te vingen, wat de Elgin County Library alles haft. Ik zijn Mary Weeb, ne helperin bij de Elmer Old Town Hall Library, komt urius een dag voorbij en zegt hallo. Bitte on Madvik, dan zavi tau. We freen ons Emma jen te zijn. Dank schein verharchten en hap ne zoya scheine week.
Out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary. Picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.